So, Jimmy, Coppice Gracie, trap six in the first semi-final of the British Breeders, has probably five lengths in hand on anything else in the field on last week's run. How do you see the race?
I see the race, obviously, it's a bit more early pace on the inside tonight with Kevin Ferguson's two dogs on her inside. I wouldn't say trap five's got the, you know, lethal early pace, but, you know, the other dogs on the inside of her, the Keepfield dog and Kevin's other dog, is definitely got a bit of pace to the corner, and the Keepfield dog obviously being a heat winner. So it's obviously a better semi-final, but Sally's not always a great breaker, but that's when she hits the sand, she motors to the corner. You know, I think she's going to have to, you know, break well and make a clean run around the first bend for her to qualify. You know, it's alright doing it in the first round, but we all know you've got to do it in the semi-final. And then if you do it in the semi-final, obviously, you've got to take a chance in the final, Floyd. But she's very well. You know, I trialled her before the competition, gave her a good look around the track. And then, obviously, ran really well last week. So, repeat performance, you would suggest that she would qualify if she ran the same as she did last week.
I was going to say, she is a bitch who's just progressed pretty much from day one, isn't she?
She has. Obviously, when she came from the schooling track, she and David Pro schooled her. John Mullins reared her, and she made a real good job rearing her. Come up to David Pro's, who schooled her. I got her with another bitch from another litter. But her paperwork came without any information on it. So we had to, get the signature signed, and it took a while, and she was with us 8 weeks before she got her first trial at Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I gave her a trial, and she done like 17.60 in her first trial, and I thought it was a really good run. And because you only had like that 8 weeks off and what have you, and though we had galloped her, you know, and been out in the fields, and she'd been, you know, well exercised in them 8 weeks, she hadn't really had any experience with dogs, if you know what I mean, like sort of mixed trials and what have you. But at the same time, I just felt that if I qualified her with the two trials, you know, she could learn through the grades, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give her a lot of trials and then grade her and go up into tie company with the experience that she'd actually had done with her.
Yeah.
So I qualified her two trials, 29.67 on the first trial. Then she got a bit of trouble in her last trial, did 29.90. And the reason I was put her in an A7, where she finished second, I think, in her first race, you know, and then she come out and she'd done a right good run the next time. She won easily, and she's just progressed through the grades. And, you know, being a British bred, I was, that usually in March time, we have the British bred competition at Newcastle,
yeah,
for maidens. And I was, yeah, aiming her for that, but they changed that until May. And you know yourself, bitches come in the season, you can miss things, can't you? You know, you can plan things, but miss them with the seasons when they do come in season. So we felt that what we would do is that we would, you know, go for a British bred open at Nottingham, with bearing in mind the competition was further down the line this time of year, where we are now. And she won first time on the track without a trial.
Yes.
And then the next time round, she got a bad run as she finished second. But bumped at the first bend and kind of did a lot of running to finish second.
Yeah.
And then we took her back to Newcastle, and she kind of just kept him improving. And, you know, she won an A1. I gave her a trial because there wasn't an A1 for her that week. And Johnny Whiskers, which is a really fast dog, and he trialled on the night and did 28.75. And she went round and she did 28.43. And I thought the track was a slow track. But I thought the trial was an incredible run.
Yes.
How she ran, 28.43. And I kind of felt then, Floyd, that we've got something here that we can go up and racing with and, you know, take on bitches, British breads, and have a real good chance, you know. That's, and then obviously,
because that's
when,
only a month ago, isn't it? I mean, she's come on very, very quickly.
Yeah. And now, obviously, she went into a bitches race at Newcastle, where Raisby Diva, which has been, you know, if you look through Raisby Diva's form, she had four wins on her belt over the standard distance, won a competition, end of the year, bitches competition, and, you know, running against her in a bitches open is always going to be tough, because
yeah,
you're running against different levels.
Yeah.
And from really from coming through from like sort of open race, sorry, A1 graded, and then going into open class and meeting not just one but two and three and four high class bitches, Floyd. It was pleasing to see that she ran really well and she won that night, coming from behind as well, because, you know, that's the one thing about her. She doesn't just have to lead. She has the ability to come from behind. So, and obviously, after that, there wasn't really a race for it in Newcastle. And the trial stakes didn't fill at Nottingham, so we trialled her.
Yeah.
And ran really good. And then, obviously, last week's performance was fantastic, you know. So, you know, we're really hopeful that we can, you know, progress in the competition. You know yourself, in ground racing, anything can happen.
Yeah.
But we, you know, focus that we can, you know, do really well in this competition, and not just that, we can move forward with that to different tracks.
I was going to say, one final point that occurred to me was that the rating office deserve a lot of credit, because as a puppy, there's always a bit of an inclination when they're improving to kind of up them too many grades in a single jump, but they were very, very good to her, weren't they? I mean, A7, A5, A3 and 4, A2, they didn't just throw it from one end to the other.
No, what they've done is, and what I was noticing as well, she was going in a career going forward. I was noticing when the box was open, she wasn't breaking. And then the dog that was in trap 6, she was switching on the outside of that before she got to the bend.
Yeah.
And then she was trying to go around them. And I just said, I know she's running like middle at the bend, but I feel that she'd be much better in 6 and let her go down straight and cut across the bend.
Yeah.
Like, I can always remember my father saying when he had the Delafun, he wasn't really a wide box dog, but he would go in a straight line and he would cut straight across because he had the early to do so.
Yes.
And that's what she seems to have, that same kind of likes of, you know, line. And when she's breaking, she seems to break better from the outside. And like, you know, and going forward, that's where we'll see that. We'll see it on the outside. And you know yourself, if you've got a wide runner, you're nearly always going to get your box, you know. So, and that's what's... she's got that in her favour, I think, Floyd.
Jimmy, well, best of luck for tonight. She looks a fabulous bitch, and I'm sure, you know, hopefully she'll go through. But looking forward, you've got a very, very good bitch for the rest of the year, haven't you?
We have. But, you know, she's incredibly well-bred as well, Floyd. You know, she's wide rut as Wildcat. And the mother, not too late, is obviously very, you know...
Very strong running bitch, wasn't she?
Well, not just that, she's very related to the dogs that we've had a lot of luck with. Obviously, she's out of the Holden Spy Litter by Big Man's Granny.
Yeah.
And obviously, Ice and Fire's mother, and obviously, Cold as Ice's little sister.
Yeah.
With our sister here, which is Ice Diamonds as well, which are good open race dogs.
Yeah.
So the line from her as well, she's got a great dam line, and obviously, on the sire line of Dora's Wildcat, what a damn line you've got there. So what a breeding potential that you have, you know, further down the line.
Yeah, she's a nice big British one. She ran about 32 kilos.
Yeah, 32 kilos. Yeah. A lot of power.